CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Hall, Average Joe's Show 2.0. How much do I love Free Money Friday?
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Brandon Lang is the man behind BrandonLang.com and one of Vegas's and the world's top sports handicappers. Go to BrandonLang.com right now. Do it because you like money, because you like sports, and combining those two is just smart. How's it going, Brandon?
Yeah, and let's just get it out of the way right now. A lot of people said, you know, one day free all access pass, somebody can win one day. That's not really saying much. So, you know, with Thanksgiving right around the corner,
yeah,
Christmas right around the corner,
yeah,
I've decided being in a giving mood.
All right.
Get
the one day free all access pass for a day.
All right.
Get two. I'm not going to give you a five, but let's go ahead and roll the dice at first roll at the craps table and come up with a seven. Get everybody paid. So seven.
Nice.
A all access pass, absolutely free.
That's awesome.
You add it all up, it's close to 6,000-7,000 of picks. My way of saying, hey, come see Brad Wilton, who had Seattle last night. Come see my man Anthony Redd, who had a nice play on Temple last night.
Yeah.
A lot of guys having the hot hand, a lot of guys doing their job. So take advantage if you haven't already.
I'll give you
7 days absolutely free, nothing to pay for, nothing to sign up for. Come be a winner and let's get it going.
BrandonLang.com.
This
love
is
it.
Great, man. Because, Brandon, if I go out there to Vegas with you, we got to get together. Because as a card-counting blackjack player on a big hot streak, I'm the Brandon Lang of blackjack, baby.
Really?
Yeah, I am, man.
You're the savant? You're Dustin Hoffman, right, yeah, man?
Well, I can't tell you the next card's going to be a four, but I can tell you if it's going to be big or small.
I like that. I'm in. I'm all in.
All right,
kid.
Man.
So, Brandon, a lot of us have been all in on the Patriots for the last six weeks, and it's been a fun ride. Obviously, last week was a bit of a hiccup. We all sort of took a bath on that. But this week, everyone's talking about this Jets team, and that number eight seems so bloated. Right now, I'm seeing the number eight. We all know how this Jets team plays the New England Patriots. I hate it because I am all over Jets plus eight right now, and it makes me feel like I'm overreacting to what I saw last week, but I'm not really. I'm reading the tea leaves, and I'm seeing the way these two teams play against one another. Jets plus eight is the way that the sharps are reading this thing, right?
Well, let's backtrack a moment. Most of the country is walking bow-legged for the insertion of the back door.
Yeah.
What everybody's not talking about, they're talking about the fake punt and so on and so forth. What no one's talking about, with just over 3 minutes to go, the Patriots are running out the clock. They pick up 6 yards on first down. They're facing a second and four. They're up 13, up two scores. Play clock's going down. You got three timeouts. Belichick on the sideline. Tom Brady, both geniuses together. And knowing how vital those 6 yards were on first down, why wouldn't you burn one of your three timeouts there and make sure we don't give up the six that we just gained? Let's make sure we just come over here and settle down and make sure our next two plays are exactly what we want. At that point, Indy really couldn't stop them. Two downs to get four, they probably pick up another first down. Now Indy's got to burn their timeouts and one more first down, the game's over. And so if you remember that play, the camera went over to Belichick on the sideline and he took his hand to the mic piece and he goes, "What just happened there?" And if for all his brilliance and all Brady's brilliance, for them not one of those two or the other 19 coaches that are standing on that sideline to say, listen, we need to Josh McDaniels. We need a timeout here. We don't want to give up the 6 yards we just gained. They backed them up to second and nine. They ran it two more times. They came up 2.5 yards short of the first down, and then that set up the back door. No one talked about that. And once again, it just goes to show you that in all his brilliance and all his genius, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady both dropped the ball in that situation with a chance to run out the clock.
Yeah.
We talked about that. So I just wanted to bring up that you know, you look at New England.
Yep.
They've beaten Pittsburgh, who went up and down the field on them. They beat a bad Buffalo team. They beat a bad Jacksonville team. They beat a Dallas team with Brandon Whedon as a starting quarterback, and they beat up on what I think is an average Indianapolis team in a game that they probably should have blew them out. How ironic is it that the Jets went into Indianapolis and beat the Colts by more than what New England did? This is a Jets team that in last year's two meetings with Geno Smith as your quarterback, they lost by 2 and 1 point respectively. So now you're giving me more than a touchdown with one of the top three run offenses in the NFL, one of the top three defenses in the NFL, and a team that, for all intents and purposes, has had one bad quarter of football,
yep,
where otherwise they have been dominant the entire year, blowing people out and held Philadelphia scoreless the entire second half. I agree with you. I'm all over the 8. I'm all over the 7.5. I'm all over the 7 if it goes down, and it would not surprise me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if the New England Patriots lost this game outright off the momentum of Deflategate and now going right into a divisional opponent who has punched you in the mouth and will not be intimidated by anything you do on Sunday.
I agree.
You know, you've been so hot in college, and of course the college game we're all talking about, can't wait to see, is the USC-Utah game. But I don't want to ruin if that's one of your big money plays somewhere. What do you like on Saturday that you're willing to give us today?
That's not one of my big money plays. I'm going to stay away from that. But, if, you know, sometimes if it looks like a trap and smells like a trap, it's a trap. And even if it is a trap, we still fall into the trap. Well, that's what this game is. That one of the top four teams in the country, based on what poll you look at, is getting 3.5 from a USC team that gave up 41 at Stanford, 41 last week at Notre Dame, lost at home to Washington as a 17-point home favorite, and now without their coach comes back home licking their wounds after Notre Dame. If it's a trap, I'll come on your show next week and say, I told you, it smelled it, it looked it, it was, but I'll fall into that. I'll take Utah plus the 3.5. The one game that I want to point out to the congregation here on this Sunday morning, and can I get an amen from the congregation, is that every once in a while that you get that comes across your brow that you go, whoa.
Yep.
The Kansas State Wildcats are off a straight up and against the spread loss, getting blown out by the Oklahoma Sooners. Well, you know the last 19 times Bill Schneider's come off a straight-up and against-the-spread loss and you make him a conference underdog the very next game, that man is 18-1 straight-up, 17 straight spread covers in a row. Let me say that again.
Wow.
18-1 as a conference dog coming off a straight-up and against-the-spread loss.
No way.
Including 17 covers in a row. What that tells you is this man gets his team to forget about the past. He gets them to focus in on the future, and they rebound very well. This line opened up 4.5. It's jumped all the way up to 7. Who knows if they push it to 7.5 because all the public sees is that Oklahoma blowout from last week. What I see is a team that got caught into a perfect storm of Oklahoma coming out of the bye week and were a little flat off the Oklahoma State road loss and got caught flat-footed. They won't get caught flat-footed. This game goes right down to the wire. Take Kansas State plus the points.
Love this. Love this. Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. You heard it here first. A 7-day free trial at BrandonLang.com. And I know how this works. You go to BrandonLang.com, you get your 7-day free trial, and you're going to love it so much. Those 7 days are going to fly by, and you're not going to know how to live life without it. Brandon, Sunday night is a – now, I know you're a Philly guy. I like the Eagles. I love – but that team is a dumpster fire right now. Sam Bradford is three-hopping Jordan Matthews. And I look at a Carolina team that is still so disrespected in Vegas. I don't know what that team has to do to start making those lines make more sense to me. But I look at Sunday night, Carolina -3, and I see a game that I need to get on, and I like Carolina. Are you with me?
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
You break down Carolina, give them credit for the big win in Seattle, the big comeback win in Seattle. I get all that. But let history show that this team is 0-7 against the spread when facing a non-division opponent before playing on Monday night. Furthermore, in their franchise history, they're 2-7 straight up and against the spread before playing on Monday night, including 0-5 against the spread if the game is at home.
Wow.
So I will let you know right now, that I'm all over plus the points here with Philadelphia.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Philly plus the points Sunday night. Love it.
Brandon, we got another one of these London games, which you never know which way they're going to go, and you got two bad teams. I'm intent to just take the points in a situation like this where you got these two bad teams and you got unfamiliar situation. Is that the right play here?
Well, you got a banged up Buffalo team, man. I mean, no Sammy Watkins, no Tyrod Taylor,
right.
No Percy Harvin. I mean, do you really trust Buffalo right now to lay more than a field goal? I just don't. And one thing about Jacksonville, yeah, they got blown out at New England, but there was a play in the first half of that game that could have changed it right before halftime, and there's no quitting this team. They fought Texans hard, and they did beat Miami earlier this year at home. I'll grab Jacksonville plus the points. I don't think Buffalo right now should be trusted laying that kind of number to anybody.
Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. One last question for you. We appreciate all you do, my friend. I'm looking at the highest and the lowest total, posted total, going into Sunday. Obviously, that Buffalo-Jacksonville train wreck is the lowest at 41. 52 seems to suit Indy at New Orleans. If you're going to play one of these two totals, which one would it be, and which way do you go?
New Orleans defense at home gives up an average of 22 points. New Orleans defense on the road gives up an average of 32 points. I just don't see, A, Indy not scoring into the 30s, and B, I will see Drew Brees getting into the 20s. So, I mean, that's the total I would play over. I'd leave the 9:30 London game alone. I could see Indy and New Orleans going over the posted total.
Brendan Lang, we appreciate you more than you know.
That's great. Now, when they go to the website, BrendanLang.com, do they need a code to get the 7-day pass? Or
no.
Okay.
No, just sign up. What we do is we'll charge their credit card, put a hold on their credit card for $1. What that does is it allows us to get their information so they can't come back and get the free pass again.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Identifies who they are once the free pass is over, that $1 is charged back to their card. So, no, that's it. It just makes it so somebody can't keep going back and say, well, I'm just going to do another 7 days. It allows us to monitor who's taking advantage of it and who hasn't.
Brendan Lang, you are a giver, and we appreciate you. Brendan Lang, BrendanLang.com.
Great
the
stuff.
Man behind Two for the Money, the Matthew McConaughey movie, is Brendan Lang, and we get him each and every Friday throughout the football season for Free Money Friday. Brandon, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you next week. Hit him hard.
Have a great weekend, boys.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, you know.